I suppose it was oceanographers who introduced us to the term El Niño and La Niña. Anyway, they become terms that most of us are now familiar with. What they're telling us now is El Niño is fading and will likely be followed by a La Niña. Oh, that's in keeping with what I've heard farmers say all of my life. One extreme season always follows another. All right, keep in mind now that predicting these changes is forecasting, and weather forecasting has never been an exact science. Anyway, the indications of a strengthening La Niña are most apparent right now in South America. Well, that could be a dry year for wheat, soybeans, even coffee and sugar. South America is one of the world's major grain-growing areas, and that certainly, of course, indicates global prices will be affected. Right now, it's a sort of a wait-and-see proposition, which could mean that some weather changes will occur in our part of the world, too. That's AgriView for today, Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.